the Food and Wine Festival. So we've got about, well, we've got this week and next week to go, and then it's done.
Then it's done. And I can't believe there's still things I haven't been able to get to, and it's a lighter calendar than ever because of COVID. It's just amazing how busy things have got around our city so quickly. It's all good, though. It's good.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how the, because you didn't go along, but I'm just wondering how the Apple Day went at the Devonport Playhouse yesterday. So I'm assuming, you know, there were lots of apples and lots of kids, so I'm sure they had a good time. But
yeah.
Well done to the Playhouse for getting involved, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I was looking on their Facebook page the other day and there was big bowls of strawberries and that. I know that Kate Beer and her team that run the Playhouse ensure there's fresh fruit down there all the time. So that's really great because that's where all this nutrition and healthy food starts, is when they're little.
Yeah.
They get an appreciation for it. And that's, as you want to continue in life, it's how you start, isn't it?
Yep, agreed. Right, so let's talk about things happening today. So Potter in the Garden at Devonport Community House.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can call in there anywhere. I think it's been about 9:30 this morning. The gardening gurus, as they call them, they're always there. I know some of the people that keep that beautiful garden up there. So if you've ever had any questions, you know, I'm not doing real well sort of growing rhubarb or whatever it is, just go for a wander through the garden and talk to the team and they'll be able to help you with your garden inquiry. So, yes, it is 9:30 till 12 today, so they're there. And if I can just quickly say, the community house, which is two doors down, people should really have a look on their website, Darren, because there's lots of things for people to do there, not just the gardening side, but there's a cafe, and they can go and have a, you know, cup of coffee, and they can hire rooms, etc. And I think that's really important because Food and Wine is a community event, and the community house certainly encompasses all of that. So it's worth a look, that one.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, you mentioned that cafe, which is terrific, but they've also, you know, they sell fresh fruit and vegetables that were grown right there, and they're, like, really cheap and they're beautiful. So good on
that. They are. Yeah, you couldn't get anything fresher. And then, you know, not far away from the community house, you've got the Brown Bear Cafe up at Mindetta. And I was having a bit of a peek early this morning about their menu, what's coming up, because on the calendar it's got Benny's and burgers, and a friend said, do you want to do lunch? And I said, well, we'll see if we can do that. I'll have a look at what they've got to offer. And I don't know, have you had a look, Darren?
Yeah, well, I've got the email here, so I'm just opening it up now.
Yeah,
so,
well, look.
Here we go. Poached eggs, hollandaise sauce. Yeah.
You can have double smoked bacon, you can have patuna bacon, Longford pork belly. Or one that sounds really nice is the 12-hour slow-cooked southern smoky brisket. So just a bit Eggs Benedict side. What about the burgers, though?
Oh, look, here we go. So they've got a Palmy burger. They've got it. One's called a Daddy Mac. So what about this bad boy? Beef burger, mac and cheese, onion rings, pickles. Oh, please. Hey? Yeah.
And it's good to see our vegetarian friends haven't been forgotten. They've got something new on the menu there with chickpea pumpkin burger, beetroot really. So, look, the team up there at Mindetta at the Brown Bear are doing a great job and they love to participate in the Food and Wine, and I know for sure they use all local fresh fruits and veggies. So that's somewhere really important. Look, that's on today and it goes through till Saturday, I think, next week, so that's really good. And people mustn't forget they can pop down to Southern Wild Distillery, catch up with the tastings of the award-winning gin down there. And, of course, the Seafood Tatters. That's one I haven't been able to get to, down at Drift with Dane and his team. They do that beautifully. They always do, so particularly good. And then if we roll into the weekend, Darren, we've got the Marion Sea Fair down on the lawn of the Marion Storm Cafe. There's lots of activities there, food, good food, and activities for children and live music. So
that's on Saturday.
That's on Saturday. And then, of course, if you haven't had enough, you can go out and have a high tea at Tranquil's out at Port Cyril, but you must book for that. So have a look online. The Don Market will be on.
Yep.
Oh, in actual fact, Benny's Burgers and that are still on Sunday. Where did I get just Saturday from? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so they're,
today,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, their burgers, deal goes right through until, started yesterday and goes through till Sunday, yep.
That's it. That's it. So that sounds great. You've got a really good choice of what you want to do there. So,
indeed.
And the Don Market's there, of course, and the Don River Railway. So heaps happening in Devonport for the Food and Wine. And next week we run into the last week, which has gone so very, very quickly. But already planning started for next year for a bigger and better food and wine calendar for everybody, and we'll be back to normal, fingers crossed, if we all do the right thing in the meantime. So indeed, stay safe. That's what it's about.
Yeah, so next week when we have a chat, apart from telling everyone what's on for the last week, we'll perhaps give some people information if they've never been involved with the Food and Wine Festival before, or maybe they'd like to join a committee or whatever and join you and the team there in some way or whatever capacity they can. We'll give people information about that next week, all right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Look, people don't realise what it can be. It can be just a community group putting an event on and getting involved. So, yeah, I'd love to talk about that, Darren. That's a great idea.
Beautiful. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Darren.
Okay, Devonport Food and Wine Festival. Online, the program is devonportfoodandwine.com.au. Thank you to Len.